This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss a Supreme Court session on Monday for the first time in her more than two decades on the bench. The High Court spokeswoman, Kathy Arberg, said Ginsburg is recovering and working from home after surgery to remove two cancerous nodules from her left lung on December 21st, the Associated Press reported. The nodules were discovered during tests in November to diagnose and treat rib fractures Ginsburg sustained from a fall. The Supreme Court justices are set to convene their first public session of the year to hear arguments in two cases.
Lots happening in America that is big. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to break it down for you, baby. Much bigger than the nonsense of not wanting to build a wall. And part of it is, as I played that clip, notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not on the bench again. Miss another day and another day and another day. Democrats, let me give you some advice. You need to start level setting that the Supreme Court is about to become 6-3. Ruth Bader Ginsburg ain't coming back to work. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. KJRadio.com if you want to reach out to us otherwise. They said she was absent from the Supreme Court bench a second day on Tuesday, a third day on Wednesday. She's missing days. Chief Justice John Roberts noted Ginsburg's absence when the justices took their seats again in the new year, 2019, the year of our Lord. Happy New Year, conservatives! Ginsburg was forced to miss her first oral argument in more than 25 years on Monday because they say she's still recuperating after surgery. They removed two cancerous nodules from the lower lobe of her left lung on December the 21st. Let me tell you something, folks. At the ripe old age of 85, when they start cutting open your chest, you got problems. You got serious problems. I don't wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg any ill will at all. I know she's a radical. I don't agree with most of her political stances, but I wish her nothing but a speedy recovery. But the facts are as follows. She's old. She's had cancer three times, and she's beaten it. I don't want to say it, but the third time is probably going to be the charm. Colon cancer in 1999, pancreatic cancer in 2009. I mean, this woman has more lives than a cat. But this one, this is a big deal. At the age of 85, when you start cutting into a person's body and cutting off lung, you got a problem. And the liberals know it. They're scared to death. They call her notorious RBG because she's outliving these rappers. I mean, this woman is, cancer is like doing drive-bys. Please take care of yourself. We need you, is what they were tweeting. I get it. They want her on the bench. Look, here's who I want on the bench. I'll be honest with you. I want people who will follow the Constitution, use good jurisprudence in understanding not only the balance between the laws and those that may very well be anti-American, anti-people. But I don't want ideologues on either side. I want people who seek the truth. We theoretically have evolved to where we understand the truth. Now, I'm talking about practical people. I'm not talking about leftists. Leftists are the people who will let illegals just swarm across the border, kill American citizens, take advantage of every right you have as an American citizen, a taxpaying citizen, and still want them to be in charge. Let them vote. Give them more money. Let them come over and trespass and do whatever they want. That is not common sense. Anyway, they're scared, and they better be scared. Donald Trump, yeah, he's got a lot on his plate. And if you want to talk about the government shutdown, and you want to talk about the border wall, and comprehensive immigration reform, fine. But let me tell you, the bigger issues are the restructuring. I'm talking about for leftists, is Donald Trump's restructuring of the Supreme Court, federal courts, district courts. That is the long-range impact of that. Oh, my gosh. Somebody. Whew. I need that fan. Sister, could you fan me? Man. I'm not making fun of these leftists. I'm certainly not making fun of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, we all have our date with destiny. You know, with death. Aren't there days where you're like, ooh, Lord, just take me. Right? I mean, I wouldn't commit suicide, but there are days where I'm like, wow. There are days I get up at my age and I think to myself, in 30 more years, would I really want to have to deal with this? I don't think so. There comes a point where your body goes, I've had enough. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is there. And here's what's sad. After a colon cancer scare in 1999, then 10 years later, in 2009, she beats pancreatic cancer. I'm not here to get all up in her business. But 10 years after that, she's still trying to be on the court, looking like death eating a cracker? Shame on her. She's got family, I'm sure, friends, people that love her. Go out, go do something. Look, I get it's a lifelong thing. I get it. It's a gig you can have for life. Do you really need it for life? I'm here to tell you people, I've been doing this a decade. I'm not going to reveal my age. I'll put it to you this way. If I'm here another decade talking on the radio, somebody come put me out of my misery. It isn't because I don't love you guys. It isn't because I don't enjoy doing this. It's just that it will have been long enough. I'm going to go do something and spend the rest of my life enjoying what I've built. And, you know, I may occasionally go out and do speaking engagements and things like that, but I'm done. I'm just telling you flat out, point blank, right now, you heard it here. Program directors, do you need 10 years advance notice? I won't be here. I hope I found somebody to replace me. Somebody better. Not just as good, better. Because we're looking for them all the time. Man, so much to be talking about. And the Democrats have us talking about illegal immigration, talking about the putting up a border wall. That would be like somebody's in a neighborhood and a fence guy comes over to build a fence and all the neighbors come in and go, what exactly are you doing here? Why are you building a fence around Ted's place? Well, he just would like a little more privacy. It's just really silly. I don't understand it. Why are you putting a door, a front door on his house? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. Here's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They said Mitt Romney's getting a cold reception from senators. A cold reception. You know, when he got went to represent. I don't know. I'm having a tough time understanding Romney. I mean, he was a governor, tried to be president, probably should have been. He was very presidential. You know, and then he revealed himself to be the rhino that he is. I remember that. I went to that convention. And, man, they treated me like crap. I will never forget. Cleveland, under Trump, I was like a god. With Romney, I forget where it was held. But I'm telling you, they treated me like crap. People wouldn't even recognize who you are. I mean, I'm not talking about like, oh, there's Kevin Jackson. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they knew who you were trying to get interviews or whatever. Ugh, whatever. I've never seen a more regimented enforcement of Republicanism, I'm talking about rhinoism, than I did at that convention. At the Cleveland convention, totally night and day. Access, I mean, it was amazing. If that were my experience, I would tell everybody, you got to go to a convention. Anyway, Mitt Romney's an interesting character because in many ways he could walk to the beat of his own drum. wealthy guy, doesn't need to impress anybody, but it's that overwhelming need to please. Same thing that John McCain suffered from. Same thing Lindsey Graham used to suffer from. He doesn't anymore. But John McCain, he wanted you to love him. In spite of him being just a dog, he wanted you to love him. And if you didn't love him, he would be mad. You know, man, and having moved to Arizona, I'm telling you, the politics here, with McCain gone, it is night and day. People are like ready to go to work. People were fearful of that clown. I'm glad he's gone from politics. I'm not glad he's gone from the world. That's a whole different deal there. But Romney's of the same cloth. Paul Ryan, all these guys, they want to go along to get along. And they've seen a system in play, and they can't change it. It's strange how people, it's ingrained. And I said it the other day that it's like the environment you grow up in, if everybody is just sort of glad handing and that's it, you don't understand it. You can take a stance. It's like me as a young black kid growing up. In the hood, I don't know that I would have, because it's tough to say. But because I got moved out of that environment and I was put into a thinking environment, I can tell you, when I went back and I would be a contrarian to my family, to friends, oh man, these white people, I'd be like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Right? Where exactly are white people impacting us negatively? I mean, I remember having these guys like, what are you talking about? The last person who ripped us off was our cousin. The last person who did this to us was your sister. You know, whatever. I can point blank. I'll tell you guys a quick story. So when I was in military school, my brother, I was there. It was my senior year. My brother was in college. He writes to me, says, hey, Keith, can I borrow your TV and your stereo? Because, man, he goes, I'm in college and, you know, Muddy and Daddy Ernest can't afford to give me anything new. And I go, what happened to your TV and stereo? He said, man, I had to hock them just to get my books or whatever. I was like, oh, well, I said, man, I feel more for you. I've got my, you know, I've been at this school for 4 years. I'm cool. I'll send you my TV and my stereo. Just make sure I get it back. I mean, and you got to understand how much I loved my TV and my stereo for me to make that sacrifice. So I sent my brother my TV and my stereo. I get home during the summer. My brother comes home from the summer. I say, hey, man, I'm getting ready to go off to college. I'm going to need to get my TV and stereo back. He says, oh, man, I don't have your TV and stereo. I go, where's my TV and stereo? He says, I pawned them. What? Yeah, I pawned them. I had to pawn them for whatever. I go, you don't have the right to pawn my stuff. To this day, my brother does not see what he did wrong. This is my brother that's 15 months older than I am. He still looks at it as, what's the big deal? And I'm like, what's the big deal? I worked all summer, one summer, paid for that stuff, took it to my school where to have a TV and a stereo was a big deal. I know it doesn't sound like a big deal to people listening, but when I went to military school, I had a kick butt stereo system and a nice little TV on a swivel. And it was, my room was the cool room. Okay? And my brother, I send him that stuff, not to pawn, and he pawns it, and he looks at it like, who cares? Whatever, man. And then later on, I bailed him out. He was going to lose his home, and I sent him $13,000. He said he'd pay me back as if he owed the IRS. He paid me back $675. I called him and his wife, and you know what his wife told me? That's between you and your brother. Living in the house that I saved, that they're not paying me back for, she says, that's between you and your brother. And I said, well, then you need to get your butt out of my house. Which didn't make my brother feel very well. But I told him, you remember what you told me when you asked me for this money? I'm just telling you. Ingrates. And Mitt Romney's an ingrate because he has been the reason why Romney won was because Donald Trump helped him. And what does he say? With the nation so divided, resentful, and angry, presidential leadership and qualities of character is indispensable. Now, who should he have been saying that about? Mitt Romney. He should have been saying that about baby black Jesus, the guy who divided this country, made it resentful and angry. That's where it lies. But Romney won't even recognize that. You want to know why? Because he doesn't know how to look at it. The same way my brother does not look at what he did as wrong in either instance, Romney doesn't see what he's doing is absolutely blatantly, I need a hard word here. I mean, it's terribly wrong. But he's too stupid to see because he's caught up. The Paul Ryans, the McCains, all of I want to make sure people like me as I come in. Doesn't matter that he can stand alone and say, you know what? With this country so divided, resentful, and angry, presidential leadership and qualities of characters is indispensable. And while you may not like the style of Donald Trump, what he has done in his own strange way is to reunite this country, to get rid of the resentment and the anger with his policies. Because Donald Trump has one goal, to make America great again. And see, that's what Romney should have said. But he didn't. He says, and it is in this province where the incumbent's shortfall has been most glaring. It's like Romney still wants, he can't be president in 2016 because he's a weak-kneed sissy. So he wants to go after the guy who actually kicks the butt of an entire machine. I mean, this was Paul Bunyan beating the log cutting machine, the chainsaw. This is what Donald Trump did. He whooped the entirety of the Democrats, and Romney still can't see it. That's pretty that's shameful right there. Anyway, he was met with cold reception. They said people were looking at him like, "Hey, man, you know, I don't know what you're planning on coming in here with, but you're not gonna poison everybody else." Congratulations, Republicans, for treating that guy the way he should have been treated.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Texas for a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president will take part in a roundtable discussion on immigration and border security in McAllen before heading to the Rio Grande. The president was dropping some strong hints that he may declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border.
This is a tremendous crisis at the border. Look at President Obama's statements from the past, numerous statements where he calls it a crisis. This is a crisis. You have human trafficking. You have drugs. You have criminals coming in.
Talks to end the partial government shutdown are at an impasse. California Republican Representative and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News only one side is willing to negotiate reopening the government.
The entire time these negotiations have been going on, it has been the president bringing offers to the Democrats. The Democrats have not one time made any counteroffer back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The swamp drain continues. Yes. Woo! The Democrats got some bad news. Some bad news. Wow. When I saw this story, I was like, man, this is good for us. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has done all he can to play the fixer, and he failed. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Rod Rosenstein, look, across the board in the FBI, the DOJ, all of it, these people are bad folks. And Rosenstein, he never expected to rise to the role that he had to fulfill. He never did. He was happy to just be a minion. You can look at the dude. His personality isn't to be out front. His personality is to be a backstabber. Okay. Go look at a picture. Look, I'm not trying to generalize here, but I'm going to tell you, I know people. I know that's what my job was. I was like Dr. Phil picking juries. Jurors. I look at a person and I go and watch their actions and I go, okay, this is the way this person is or whatever. And I told you guys, I learned this skill from Dr. Al Andre, who used to tell me when I go on sales calls, he'd say, Kevin, I've got 3 PhDs. I don't need your engineering talent. Okay. He goes, I need you to observe people. And he told me this early in my sales career. I was probably 25 years old. And I would go into meetings at that point, not trying to be the technical expert and show everybody how brilliant of an engineer I was. I went into those meetings going, let me look at reactions. So I would take no notes, very few notes on what was talked about unless it was, yeah, I'm going to need to get a sample of that part, or I'm going to need to get, you know, some testing done on this or that. But outside of that, I was just looking at your body language, what you said, how engaged were you, who did most of the talking, things like that. And I became I was already amazingly observant, but I became hyper observant. Like I got bit by a spider and my senses got tingly. You know what I'm saying? And so when I tell you, I look at people differently than most when I'm watching TV and in these press conferences or whatever, it's the truth. And Rod Rosenstein is a guy who never wanted to be out front. He's a backstabber behind your back. Rod wants to smile in your face and make you think he's your friend while he's gathering dirt on you. And for the record, that does make a pretty good G-man, you know, makes a good spy. But it's not good when you're trying. If we're going after bad guys, that's one thing. If you're trying to set a false narrative on behalf of the Democrats, it's not a good thing. Now, James Comey, he performed that role. His job was to cover for Democrats, and he did it for years. The problem was, Comey did all his protecting, and he was pretty doggone good at it. In fact, he's better than Mueller. But what happened was it got too thick. Too many things started to occur. So Hillary Clinton loses the election, not because of Comey, but because of Hillary, and that became a major problem. So that thrust Rosenstein to the forefront, and Comey was now persona non grata, even though he really is the best fixer they have. But Rosenstein comes in and says, okay, to the new to President Trump, you're going to need to fire the Democrats' best fixer, but I'm going to give you somebody to come in and do a special, you know, let's get a special counsel. And Rosenstein knew Mueller was the second best fixer, even though he's not very good at it. He's not very good at it. But they posed him as he's the most honest man in D.C., which, of course, Comey was before that. So now Comey's gone. He's recommended. Rosenstein recommends that he gets fired. They bring on Mueller to take over the fixing. And the problem is, Mueller can't fix this Russian collusion mess. It is an octopus gone rogue. It doesn't have 8 tentacles. It's got 80. And those tentacles are leaving fingerprints on too many fronts. So Rosenstein goes, hey, I got to go. I got to go. So here's what The Hill writes about Rosenstein. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is expected to leave the DOJ within weeks. He told President Trump he plans to leave the following the confirmation of the leave following the confirmation of Attorney General William Barr. Barr's confirmation hearings are slated for next week. Now those are going to be contentious, very contentious, and the reason is because Barr sees through this Russian ruse. Even Whitaker is a huge fan of Rosenstein. I didn't know this until I talked to a person who shall remain nameless who told me, Kevin, don't expect anything to happen with Rosenstein because of Whitaker. Whitaker may not like the investigation of Mueller, but he likes Rosenstein. And see, all these little things are what made me develop my profile of, my serial killer profile of Rod Rosenstein. So, anyway, what took so long, right? Understand that President Trump has methodically drained the swamp. And I want you to remember all the D.C. defections that have occurred on his watch. It's quite awe-inspiring. The number of congressmen who left voluntarily. The number of senators who left voluntarily, who said, I'm out, voluntarily. The number of people in D.C. who have not only left, most under scandal, but some of which who have been because of the rule he made that says you're no longer protected as a federal employee behind the gauntlet of they can't fire me. He's been firing people left and right. He's been telling people you have to start cutting back the number of bureaucrats we have here, and don't think it's not being done with laser precision. The guy has been masterful. So as for Rosenstein's tenure, I suspect, given everything I just said, Donald Trump could have fired him, could have done lots of things with him, and in fact, it was rumored he would be fired earlier in the year, last year. But I think he kept a watchful eye on that swamp rat. Yeah. Last year, I want to say it was July time frame, Rod Rosenstein supposedly resigned the chief of staff, John Kelly, in anticipation of being fired by President Trump. And the reason was Rosenstein supposedly was wearing a wire during Trump meetings or something. I don't know all the ins and outs, but Rosenstein denied it. We've never gotten any tapes. But I remember writing at the time, apparently Rosenstein wants to get ahead of the game, say he broke up with President Trump. Or he could be pulling a McCabe trying to preserve his pension. Regardless, American politics has crunched another D.C. cockroach, if indeed Rosenstein resigns. But the question begs, what next? Well, he didn't resign, or the president didn't accept his resignation. If I were a Democrat, I'd ask myself, why didn't that happen? I'm going to pause for a minute to let the Democrats think about that. Rosenstein gave a letter of resignation supposedly to John Kelly. John Kelly would have to present that to the president. President either didn't accept it or Rosenstein rescinded it. If you're resigning, you don't rescind. Somebody talked him into staying. Why would somebody talk Rosenstein into staying? You think Donald Trump said, oh, no, he's an honest guy. I want him there. That's what, look, given all the crooks that the president has uncovered within the DOJ, why would he leave Rosenstein in place? He's part of that same swamp. Now, the next question, why hasn't Mueller released a report for his investigation that's now into its third year? Those are the two questions I'd ask myself if I were a thinker, as a Democrat, which there are no such thing, so I'm helping you out, Democrats. The Hill's article continues, Rosenstein also oversaw special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian election interference, 2016, and after Sessions recused himself. Now, to go back to the questions I asked, Donald Trump lashed out at the DOJ over the investigation, calling it a witch hunt, accusing the department of and the FBI of bias against him, and he left Rosenstein alone. He forced the resignation of Sessions. After that, appointed an acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, who did not like the way the Russian investigation was going, but maybe Trump didn't notice, was friends with Rosenstein. Then he brought on Barr, who does not like the Russian investigation farce of Mueller and doesn't seem to have a relationship with Rosenstein or Mueller. Now, Rosenstein's gone. So who's going to protect the witch hunt, huh? Because Mueller, he's on the defensive. Why? He's got two lawsuits against him or his investigation. Rosenstein can no longer provide cover, so Mueller's rendered useless. Incoming AG Barr rightfully has criticized Mueller's handling of the Russian collusion farce. So what? What can he do? And then there's the other Rosenstein conspirator. Talked about this person in an email, because I gave a little lineage. Rosenstein becomes assistant attorney general or acting attorney, whatever. He recommends president fire Comey. Comey leaks information to the press, then recommends a special counsel. Who does he recommend? His old friend Mueller. Mueller gets assigned to the Russian investigation sham by Rosenstein to provide cover for the decades of malfeasance within the FBI and the DOJ. And I think the next thing is most controversial, which is Rosenstein's wife is involved in all of it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The border, boom, the ghetto. You guys remember that song, The Ghetto? Nah, y'all too young to remember The Ghetto. There was a song in the 60s, maybe the 70s. It's called The Ghetto, and I think of the border. The border, the ghetto. It was life in the ghetto. We're talking life of the border. Let me tell you something. This border thing is a joke. It is a joke. And I alluded earlier, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I said this really has to do with how Trump is addressing comprehensive illegal immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. But it is so cool what this man is doing. I cannot wait to share this with you. the border. Boom, 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 boom. The ghetto. See, Donald Trump is slick. He's addressing all the issues of comprehensive immigration reform sequentially, but he's made the border wall the foundation. And the Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. Because how are you going to fight him on it? Donald Trump's going, they're killing people over here. They're dealing drugs. They're human trafficking, sex trafficking, gangbangers. And the Democrats, no, they're not. They're good people. And then Trump goes, yeah, meet this little girl, 7 years old. She got killed. This woman was raped and murdered. This guy was, you know, family was killed in the car. Man, well, and every time they say it, he goes, no, it's a matter of national security. There are terrorists sneaking over our borders because of the way we've allowed this to happen, and they keep catching them. When do we start seeing the films? I mean, how long do you think Donald Trump's going to let this go where he goes, oh, hey, you know, we're not going to market this? Now, he tweets about it. He just did a press conference about it, you know, a national meeting on TV, whatever they call it. And he's telling people, look, this is what's going on. You think people are ignoring that, or do you think it's in the media cycle? And then every time the Democrats push back, no, we don't need a wall. They go, yeah, but Chuck, you said we needed a wall. Well, Nancy Pelosi, we don't need a wall. It's ineffective. Yeah, you said we needed a wall. You guys bragged about passing all these bills about comprehensive immigration reform. You say we need comprehensive immigration reform. And Donald Trump says, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to set the foundation for it. How can we do comprehensive immigration reform if we don't stop the leakage? You know, the pouring over of people coming into our country. It makes sense. Even at the base level, people get, well, yeah, I understand a wall. I mean, you put a wall up. Even stupider, the most stupid Democrats, which I know Democrat implies that they're the most stupid person on the planet. But even the most stupid of the most stupid understand what a wall does. They do. But what's it really about? Let me tell you what it's about, folks. It's about votes. Yeah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You are watching a masterful tactician. I'm boxing right now. I wish you could see me. Because I really know how to fight. I got some smooth hands. But you're watching Donald Trump rope-a-dope these Democrats. Got him between a rock and a hard place. And he knows what this is about. This is about votes. Now, he understands the economic issues here too. Trump is smart. See, Donald Trump has looked at the drug side of this. And he says, if I stop the border, people from getting over the border easily, I stop the flow of drugs. I don't, not stop it, but I you know, cut it, right? You talk about human trafficking. Donald Trump says, if I stop the flow of people just coming willingly across the border, I stop the flow, you know, or I certainly hinder human trafficking. And you look at drugs and what it's the impact of those drugs, the first one, right? The impact of sex trafficking. And then what about the gangbangers? Not only is Donald Trump stopping them from coming, he's sending the other ones back home. He's arresting them and putting them in prisons. That's what's going on there. So I want you to understand, all these aspects of the board of illegal immigration, where people say, you know, we got, it's comprehensive. We got to be able to stop it. Trump says, I'll stop it because I'll penalize employees. You can no longer hire them without massive, you know, get massive penalties. I'll stop the crime. You know, I'll lessen the crime rate, the impact of that crime on American citizens. I'll strengthen our economy because I will force them to have to go through a system where they learn how to be Americans, which is our legal system, and we won't have that many people sucking off of the public dole any longer. We're not covering their college. We're not covering their medical. You're here illegally. We're sending you home. And on and on. He's addressing comprehensive immigration reform, but the only way you can address it is you got to strengthen security. Period. But the Democrats argue against it. Why? I said it earlier. Because of votes. So what's the last thing that Trump is doing that's going to really impact and interrupt that vote? That thing that the Democrats need. It's called the 2020 census.
And here's an AP News report. Asking people whether they are U.S. citizens on the 2020 census would worsen the undercount of Latinos and non-citizens compared with other groups, an expert said. Yeah. They are going to include this question for the first time in 70 years. Now, you would think with the census, where we are apportioning our congressmen, that we would make this, that would be an absolute non-starter. We want to know who the citizens of this country are. Look, I'm going to give you some numbers here in a bit. A professor at the University of Chicago said the question would reduce the percentage of Latinos and non-citizens who respond to the census questionnaire. He testified in federal court for California in numerous cities and argued that asking this question is politically motivated. You're doggone right it is. The states and cities are suing the government to keep the question off, and they do it every decade for the census, you know, which is done, of course, every decade. California has the largest number of foreign-born residents and non-citizens of any state. So an undercount would jeopardize its federal funding, congressional representation. Exactly. Exactly. Man, this is so overwhelmingly needed, it's ridiculous. The U.S. Justice Department argues that census officials take steps to guard against an undercount, including making follow-up visits in person so the final numbers will be accurate. Households that skip the citizenship question, but otherwise fill out a substantial portion of the survey will still be counted. That's what they said in their court documents. I don't think that's right. I think you need to answer the question, are you a citizen or not? And you know why they want them to do it? Because once you say you're a citizen and you're not, you've lied on a federal form. That's a big deal. See, it seems easy. They give them an out. Just don't answer. Anyway, they say it's the latest battle between California and the Trump administration, with both sides suing the other over immigration and other issues. The government has cracked down on immigration and border security, while California has some protections for immigrants in the country illegally. They don't have any protections. Those protections don't exist. The sanctuary nonsense? Anyway, U.S. Judge Richard Seaborg is scheduled to hear a week of testimony from experts and other witnesses in the census case before deciding whether or not to honor it. This is so... The Democrats have made hay with this. They've done it in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, California, and others. Illinois. It's the only way they can win. How many seats do you think California would lose if we knew exactly how many real citizens they had? Anyway, they said, Democrats said it would disproportionately affect states favoring their party. All households were last asked whether individuals were U.S. citizens in the 1950 census. Why would we remove that? I have no idea. They said, They were mad about it. They said there was enough evidence to infer that Secretary Ross was motivated to add the citizenship question for partisan purpose of facilitating the exclusion of non-citizens from the population count for congressional appointment. What part of this are we even debating? A non-citizen should not be included in the population count for apportionment. Period. This should be take this to the Supreme Court. There is no way we should, for all intents and purposes, let's just flood states with non-citizens. And then here's the deal. If these non-citizens were going to vote Republican, you could bet Democrats would be all over this. How are we letting these people get away with this? This is beyond me. Anyway, if Trump wins this may be one of the biggest single battles in this whole immigration thing, illegal thing, since we started talking about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.